Conversations with professionals for professionals in the laundry and linen services industry. This is the American Laundry News Podcast. Welcome, everybody. I'm Matt Poe, editor of American Laundry News, and your host for the American Laundry News Podcast. What's one of the most important items when it comes to laundry and linen services? That's right, it's textiles. In episode 46, we're going to learn about today's textiles with Dwayne Hoovener, National Sales Manager for American Dawn. He's on the board of directors for the American Reusable Textile Association, and previously he was executive director of West Michigan Shared Hospital Laundry. Dwayne, welcome to the American Laundry News Podcast.
Matt, thank you for that. Thanks for the invitation. Really looking forward to doing this podcast with you today.
All right. So let's start out. What are the most common institutional or ready rental textiles operators use and process today?
In our world, and I think this probably holds true across the industry, the most common type of textiles used in route ready is definitely bar mops. Typically a high cotton, low poly mix, if not 100% cotton, with an average weight of 30 ounces, maybe 32 ounces. Depending on the operator, they'll have a certain color stripe on them. But bar mops is definitely the most common type of rental-ready textile today.
So let's talk a little bit about a couple different types of textiles. What are the benefits and challenges of all natural textiles?
Well, there's a lot of benefits on both sides. But when we're talking about natural textiles, everybody tends to obviously first think of cotton. And the benefits definitely are it's a renewable resource. You know, it's something that can continuously be renewed on a annual basis, or maybe even a couple times a year, depending on the climate or area that you live in. With cotton specifically, it's definitely perceived as the softest textile or the softest component of a textile. There's many more natural textiles that are becoming more prevalent and available, but you know, the softness, the hand improvements, the general perception has to be improved before we're really able to make some strides in different natural textiles. But those are the benefits of natural textiles. Some of the challenges, since it's a renewable resource, they're obviously subject to Mother Nature as well. And we've lived through some of that just recently. You know, we had the drought in West Texas that really hurt the cotton crop here in the U.S. We've had terrible floods in Pakistan recently that, you know, save for the loss of life and just the loss of basic everyday existence, really took a toll on the crop in Pakistan. So, you know, Mother Nature plays a big role in the challenges of natural textiles. You know, then of course you have market forces. You know, a lot of farmers may concentrate on other crops that are more profitable or produce more revenue at a particular time, like corn or soybeans or whatever the case may be, and may not use their fields to plant those cotton crops. So those are certainly the challenges of the natural textiles.
Okay, so then talk a little bit about synthetic and blended textiles.
Well, the benefits of those are, you know, they're certainly longer lasting than the natural textiles because they're a man-made product. They last a lot longer. They're harder to dye to the color that you want them. But that translates to color retention as well. They'll hold their color longer. They don't fade. You know, you won't see all the different shades of the same product. Wrinkle resistant, especially compared to cotton. So that's a big benefit. And then shrink resistant as well. They'll maintain their size for much longer than a natural textile product will. The challenges, you know, that's dictated by oil. You would also think that if there's a challenge due to crops with the natural textiles, that would translate to a really good time to start using a polyester product. But, you know, with futures markets, we see those kind of go hand in hand. So they'll predict that the price of poly will go up because the price of cotton goes up and vice versa. You also have to deal with the warmth perception. There's still, you know, the perception when it comes to polyester about the scratchy Uncle Leo suit that's warm and not a soft feeling. Now, we've come a long way on those, but those are still the challenges, the perception of the polyester or the blended textiles.
Okay. So how have textile materials and manufacturing improved over the years for reusability?
That's a great question. You know, as with any manufacturer in any segment of the world economy, we're constantly looking to improve manufacturing methods. We're using machinery, using training methods, using different process improvements to increase our manufacturing process. machinery continues to get faster and more precise. We're even seeing, you know, just like with corn and with soybeans and with all these other food crops, crops can be genetically improved for more yield, for a higher yield. And of course, working conditions continue to improve. We all know globally, happy employees make for better productivity and better products. The standards around the world, where they are here in the United States or in Canada, definitely not. But are they better than they were 10, 20 years ago? For sure they are. So it's a work in progress, but working conditions continue to improve as well.
Okay, so how has it improved in terms of ease and sustainability of processing these textiles then?
Well, with a global focus on sustainability, the industry continues to look at, you know, the alternate fibers that we briefly talked about before. But the biggest obstacle there is the consumer buy-in. Cotton and poly are still the go-to because of what consumers, you know, that's what the consumers, the customers know, that's what they trust, that's what they want. So that really is the challenge that we all face. Route-ready processing is just simply transferring the first wash responsibility from the laundry to the manufacturer. So it's just we're assuming that responsibility, getting the product ready to use right out of the box versus it being the box being opened at the processor and processed before use by the customer.
Speaking of sustainability, how have textile manufacturers improved upon environmental concerns with their products?
You know, all of the above, the improved construction that we talked about, the blended products, you know, the challenges that I just spoke about with, you know, straight polyester, we can still take advantage of those with the blended products, with the longer life, the color retention, easier to wash, easier to process. So that really has an environmental impact as well when we're not throwing that product away as soon as we are if it's 100% cotton. So we're really looking to improve on the blending of the products and the education of those blended products with our customers and their customers alike.
How can laundry operators work together with, for example, linen managers and textile rental customers to get the most out of the textiles that are purchased?
Yeah, you know, it's all about training, Matt. I'm a big proponent of training with my background. You know, I talk a lot about healthcare, but in all segments, you got to work with the processors, make sure that the equipment manufacturers and the chemical reps have a seat at the table, because we can all work together to improve the process, to make sure that the textile lasts longer, to educate the customers on how to use it, to educate the sales force of our customers on how to sell it properly for the proper use, use it at the right place at the right time. That will all enhance the life of the textile, and it will make it more sustainable just with training and proper use.
So what do you think the next generation of institutional or ready rental textiles will look and perform like?
We're going to see a lot more, not necessarily luxury items, but certainly more higher end items being requested to be route ready, like, you know, higher end bath towels, or maybe especially napery, tablecloths, napkins, things like that. Unfortunately, a lot of the need for the route ready isn't necessarily because of forecast, but because of a need. We're starting to see more and more products being requested that come in one side of the dock and go out the other side of the dock without really touching the laundry room floor. So, you know, we'll continue to see other products requested to be route ready, and certainly higher end products requested to be route ready.
One last question for you. If there is one thing you think laundry operators should know about textiles today, what would that be?
That's a great question. And I think that what we have to focus on is that textiles, reusable textiles, are more sustainable and earth friendly than the disposable products. The disposable manufacturers have done a really good job of taking away some of our advantages. So study after study demonstrates the fact that reusable textiles are more sustainable and earth friendly. Work together with the trade organizations like ARTA, like TRSA. Subscribe to the trade publications like American Laundry News and the other publications from the organizations that I've just talked about. Work with your suppliers to make sure that you have the latest information on the textiles that you're using so that the end customers realize the sustainable features of the reusable products.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing with us on the podcast today, Dwayne.
Thanks, Matt. I really appreciate it. Look forward to hearing this and any follow-up questions anybody might have.
And thank you for listening. For the American Laundry News Podcast, this is Matt Poe reminding everybody to keep it clean. The American Laundry News Podcast is a production of American Trade Magazines, LLC in Chicago. The music, titled Holding On, composed by Poddington Bear, is supplied through the Free Music Archive. For more information about future podcasts, visit our website at AmericanLaundryNews.com or consult The Wire, our weekly e-newsletter. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to stay informed about these podcasts, along with news and information from around the industry. This has been the American Laundry News Podcast.